They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Here's a question. What can you get for less than $1.20? The answer? A euro.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. The euro hasn't been this weak in almost a decade. It's trading below $1.20 this morning. And speaking of lows, the international price for a barrel of crude oil, what's known as Brent in the business, fell below $55, something that hasn't happened since May 2009. Julian Emanuel joins us now. He's executive director of U.S. Equities and Derivatives Strategy for UBS. Hi there, Julian.
Good morning.
So oil continues to be such a big story. This morning we had a barrel of Brent hitting a 5.5-year low. Is this all about supply? What's at play here?
There's a number of issues. Supply has certainly been the biggest one over the last few months. What we're also seeing this morning is oil continue its correlation to a weaker euro. And obviously there are lots of concerns with issues popping up in Greece. So there's really a lot at play here.
Now let's talk a little bit about Europe. The euro is at the lowest we've seen against the dollar in almost a decade. This is still all about concern about inflation, isn't it?
Or lack thereof, inflation.
Right, yes.
Yes, no question. But what's really going on from our point of view in terms of the markets is that when you have this disconnect where the U.S. just printed a 5% GDP quarter, but on the other hand, German government bond yields are 0.5%, you're going to have these times in the market where investors doubt that either the U.S. is going to be able to carry the weight of economic growth or that Europe could become even more of a difficult situation. And so that's why we think we're seeing some of this volatility in the equity markets to start the week.
Julian Emanuel, Executive Director of U.S. Equity and Derivative Strategy at UBS. Julian, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.
And let's do the numbers. Taking a look at Wall Street, all the major market indices are down. The Dow is down 0.9% at 17,672. NASDAQ is down 0.82%. 4,687, and the S&P 500 is down about 1% at 2,037. Some new data on car sales this morning. Last month, Chrysler's U.S. sales increased by 20%. Nissan's were up 12%. And Honda's U.S. sales were up 1.5%. And looking quickly at the major market indices in Europe, the FT 100 is down 1% at 6,478, and Germany's DAX is down 1.75%. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to raise interest rates this year. We could get more information on that later this week when the Fed releases the minutes from its last meeting. When rates do go up, what will that mean for consumers? Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
The short answer is not too much. Analysts are predicting the Fed will hike rates by as low as a quarter or as much as a full percentage point. As to when, maybe spring, maybe summer, maybe fall.
It probably won't be too much later than fall, if not earlier.
That's Jeremy Siegel, a finance professor at the Wharton School at Penn. Whenever they do go up, Siegel says, the average Joe probably won't notice much of a difference. For instance, credit cards.
They're like, 18% above the prime rate. The prime rate is now 3.25%, so going to 3.75%.
That won't make much of a difference. As for small investors, those who put cash in money market funds may see some change.
They're going to start earning a return, and I think that would be very welcome. People had been getting zero return on their cash for quite a while.
That's Ben Friedman, an economics professor at Harvard. He also thinks stocks will weather the hike pretty well, since higher rates have been predicted since last year. So the takeaway for 2015, expect interest rates to go up, but not by much. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
Every winter, hundreds of polar bears head to Churchill, Manitoba. The annual migration is important to the town. It attracts thousands of tourists. But it's threatened by warming temperatures. Reporter Adam Popescu traveled to the polar bear capital of the world to find out what could happen if those polar bears disappear.
When you're hundreds of miles from a major city, with no roads connecting you to the outside world, and only a few months of the year when the ground's not covered in snow, there aren't many options for work. Here in Churchill, Manitoba, population 800, there are three.
When the last bear leaves town, so does everything else. How do we become more successful in year-round parts of our community?
That's Mayor Mike Spence. The port, which sends grain to Europe, and the health center employ about 10% of the town. But people travel here to see polar bears. About 10,000 tourists come every year. They stay in local hotels and lodges and ride on roving jeeps called tundra buggies. If the bears are here, people will pay as much as $1,000 a day to come. But the season lasts only 2 months, meaning residents have a narrow window to make their main chunk of revenue, revenue that could disappear along with these animals. Scientists predict that if current warming trends continue, this population of polar bears could be gone in only a few decades. So what does that mean for this town's future?
Tourism. The Port of Churchill is another one. The Churchill Health Center is another one.
Mayor Spence says one potential could be increased promotion and tourism for the summer beluga whale season. Some locals, like security guard Brendan Windsor, agree.
There's more than just bears to see around here. Beluga whales, lots of bird watching, and flower season.
But Mayor Spence admits that's not enough. Ironically, global warming could open up the Northwest Passage and benefit the port. But it wouldn't be enough to make up for the end of polar bear tourism.
If we were to lose a part of it, or in time lose all of it, it would be very difficult to recover what it brings to the economy.
Everyone agrees the next few years are critical. The town is cooperating with international research groups to bring awareness to the bears' plight, even live streaming their animal migration. Because of the bears go, this town might not be far behind. In Churchill, Manitoba, I'm Adam Popescu for Marketplace.
Finally, like many of us, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made a New Year's resolution. His is to read a new book every other week. Zuckerberg says books are, quote, very intellectually fulfilling. They allow you to immerse yourself in a deeper way than most media today. An insight he put in a Facebook post. I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.